From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is almost a liturgical expression that summarises the situation for radio operators this week. So it is in the heavens above as it is on the earth below. No doubt we have all been paying attention to the weather forecasts in the past few days, with currently about one-third of Queensland inland in the south and west under a flood watch. The sun is also being interesting, with various holes throwing flares which are threatening radio blackouts. As the United States, Puerto Rico and the Caribbean countries deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, the warnings have been put out to first responders in particular to expect possible radio blackouts. As our local authorities remain on alert for possible widespread flooding, the caution that I suggested previously seems all the more pertinent for radio activities in the outdoors. Whether we are solo or in company, we need to be able to ensure that at the end of the day, we have a safe road home. I must confess that the discussion paper released by the ACMA sits by my bed as I try and absorb the details of the expected class license provisions for amateur radio. As we've been alerted by Roger VK2ZRH, the WIA is already working via its committee system on the analysis of the paper in order to frame a response. In the coming weeks, I would expect to hear more on this subject on WIA National News as a stimulus to members and clubs for their own discussions. For many years, there's been a move by the regulator to institute a class license for our service, and for many years, there has been a reluctance for amateurs to acquiesce. Although not an entirely done deal yet, the change is coming. And it is important that we do not lose the protections the ITU places around the self-instruction hobby we know as ham radio. I would hope that people are giving some of their free time to consider what is in the discussion paper, and club members take their thoughts and comments to their meetings. You will note that the ACMA has made mention of how it will view submissions from constituents, and it does allow for input of individual ideas as well as from organisations. I suppose we could say it is time to give some time to thinking and to share the outcome to advance the hobby. If some of the scores that have been claimed for last week's OCDX contest are an indicator, the bands are good, notwithstanding the radio blackout that happened towards the end. May good conditions be with us still. For everyone facing the inclement weather and for those on standby to assist, I trust the coming days aren't too stressful and you remain safe and secure. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.